16. The rest of the week crawled by like a dying man in the desert. Nate came home Friday and dropped his bag in the kitchen. He flopped on the couch and wrestled the knot of his tie open a few more inches. A moment later, there was a knock at the door. It was Tim.
"I saw you come in," said the older man. He held up a fresh six-pack. It was just starting to bead with sweat. "You look like you need a beer."
"God, yes."
"Sundeck?"
"Yeah. Just let me burn this tie."
5 minutes later, they were leaning back on the deck chairs watching the sky turn orange. Nate held out his beer and they clinked bottles.
"Thanks," he said. "You have no idea how bad I needed this."
Tim nodded.
"It's a lot better to deal with stress a little at a time than let it build up and go on a bender that it needs serious cleanup and recovery time. Took me 10 years to figure that out."
"Is that what these evenings are about? You trying to save me from years of stress?"
Tim chuckled.
"Mind if I sound pathetic for a moment?"
"I do it all the time. Go ahead."
He stared at the sky for a moment and swallowed a mouthful of beer.
"I don't think I've had a real friend in years. I've had lots of co-workers and colleagues and folks working on the same project, people I liked and trusted, but I don't think I'd call any of them friends. Didn't really have time for friends."
"So now you just want to sit on the roof and drink beer?"
"Isn't that how everybody imagines the good life? Kicking back, shooting the shit, drinking a beer or three while you watch the sunset?"
Nate shrugged.
"I guess so. Never thought about it."
"You never thought about the good life?"
He leaned his head back and guzzled the last of his beer.
"Not for a while. I mean, in college it seemed pretty simple. Meet the right girl, find a job you love, a place to live, done."
He shrugged again.
"Turns out there's a lot more to it than that."
Tim shook his head.
"There's nothing more to it than that, trust me."
Nate put his dead soldier in its grave and pulled out a fresh one.
"In the spirit of fairness, mind if I ask you a question?"
"Sure."
"It's an odd one."
"I'll tell you now," said Tim. "You're a nice guy, but I'm not interested."
Nate laughed into his beer and banged the rim of his bottle on his front tooth.
"Bastard!
Just wanted to nip it in the bud now so your feelings didn't get hurt later."
"You've been here, what, 2 weeks now?"
"Exactly, yeah."
Nate passed his bottle from hand to hand.
"Have you noticed anything odd in your apartment?"
"Odd how?"
"Just, I don't know, weird. Something that doesn't make sense or you can't quite figure out."
"Besides the crap layout?"
Nate dipped his head.
"Layout's kind of weird, yeah. Have you noticed anything else?"
"Why?"
"I'm just trying to figure out a couple things in this place. The rental company doesn't seem to know anything about it, and I'm curious."
"You know what they say about curiosity in cats."
"Yep. Good thing I'm an ape with delusions of grandeur."
Tim mulled it over.
"Actually," he said, "I don't think it's the sort of thing you're looking for, but you know what the weirdest thing about this place is?"
"What?"
"I sleep great here."
"Huh?"
The older man nodded.
"Like a baby, 8 hours solid every night."
"That's weird."
"It is for me. I don't think I've had a good night's sleep in years. Granted, for years I was doing 6-hour nights, but even if I got my 6 hours, it was usually all bad dreams or waking up rattled."
"And now you sleep okay?"
Tim nodded.
"Since the day I moved in, my eyes close and they open 8 hours later. No tossing and turning, no dreams, nothing."
"No dreams?"
"Yeah, it's great. I used to have major anxiety dreams all the time, the ones where you wake up feeling tense. Teeth falling out, losing your hair, all those."
"Hate to tell you, but the hair one wasn't a dream."
"Watch your mouth or there'll be no more beer."
Nate took a long sip.
"It's just funny you mention it," he said. "I don't think I've had a dream since I moved in here either."
"Did you have a lot before?"
asked Tim.
"Some.
I mean, I don't think any more or less than anyone else. Sometimes work dreams, scrambled memories. Every now and then the embarrassing naked in class type dream, you know, but nothing since I got a place here."
"Sleeping better, though."
"Yeah, sleeping great."
Tim shrugged.
"Might be some weird feng shui psychological thing. Something about this place is calming somehow on a subliminal level.
I tell people the place was an opium den right after they built it, said a voice. Residual drugs just knock everyone out.
They peered over their shoulders and saw Zila striding across the roof. She wore bright red chucks and another tuxedo shirt, one at least three sizes too big for her, with the cuffs rolled up to her elbows. Nate wasn't sure she had anything else on. She walked between them and grabbed a beer from the six-pack.
You remember to bring more, she said. Good man.
Zila dropped down on Nate's deck chair by his feet. She set the neck of the bottle against the edge of the chair and popped the cap off with a quick strike from her hand. She toasted Tim and said,
You're the other new guy, right?
Tim Farr, he said. He held out his hand.
Zila.
So I've heard.
She sighed dramatically and turned to Nate.
You can't keep anything just between us, can you?
Not so far.
She took a sip of her beer and looked at the sun.
So what are you guys up to?
Just taking in the sunset, said Nate. And discussing weird apartments, added Tim.
Ah, she said. More people in the cult of Kavach.
Nate looked at her. She was almost silhouetted by the sunset. It turned her hair into threads of black.
What's that supposed to mean?
Zila shrugged and took another hit off her beer.
Every time people move in, they get caught up in all these mysteries of the building. Most everybody forgets about it after a month or two.
Or they move out, said Nate.
She smiled at him.
You've been talking to Veek, haven't you?
Maybe.
She's cool. Don't get me wrong, but she really needs to get out more. It's just an old place. It's got a few quirks, that's all.
Nate tipped his bottle back and swallowed the last of his beer. I could show you something in my apartment that might change your mind. Zila batted her eyes at him.
Oh, if only you knew how many times I've heard that one.
Tim laughed. So, there's nothing strange in your apartment? Asked Nate.
Aside from my bathroom being a cave, nothing.
A cave? She nodded.
You ever see those high-end Vegas hotels where the shower isn't a little stall, it's just one whole corner of the room? The water gets isolated by all the space?
Tim nodded.
I guess, said Nate.
That's what I've got. I don't even have a bathroom door. It's just this big open space with a shower head and a drain and a toilet about that far away.
She pointed over at the fire pit.
Let me ask you something, then, said Tim.
He set his empty bottle down in the six-pack.
You joked about drugs knocking people out. Should I take that to mean you sleep great, too?
When I sleep,
she grinned.
No, seriously, he said. You sleep great?
She raised a blue eyebrow at him.
Fine. You provided the beer?
She leaned her head forward and thought.
Yes, I sleep great. Never a bad night.
Do you ever dream?
She said. One beer, one straight answer.
Zila, said Nate. Do you ever dream? Her smile flattened out and she took a long hit off the bottle. She swallowed it and looked between them.
No, she said. I haven't had a dream in a year now. I'm the most uninspired artist in the world. Happy?